We're here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, talking now with Illinois Corn. Shane Gray is with us. And Shane, good to talk with you. And man, oh man, what a week this is weather-wise, and the crowd has been really good. This has just been a phenomenal Farm Progress Show.
Yeah, we rolled in yesterday morning, and we thought yesterday was a great day, especially to kick it off. But the crowd today is phenomenal. And I know we were up towards the main gate, they were saying that they were anticipating well over 100,000 people coming through today. So I think they're going to do that.
I think it's one of those shows where everything just kind of picture perfect. A lot of folks walking around, having conversations, checking things out. What have you guys been talking about in the Illinois corn tent here this year and with the Illinois Soybean Association? I know partnering, of course, and talk about some of the things that have been going on here for the show this year.
Okay. Well, you know, if you're familiar with the ag economy, there's plenty to talk about.
Yep.
You know, where everybody's, you know, screaming more markets. Everybody's screaming lower fertilizer prices, but a higher commodity prices. So, you know, when we take a look down the road and see where things are projected, you know, we're speaking to our farmers saying, hey, what can we do for you guys? You know, number one is we need markets out there. They're wanting some domestic markets, places to take this corn. We're going to have stockpiles of it here in a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things we're really pushing hard for are higher blends of ethanol, higher octane levels on automobiles. We've got the product. We've got the infrastructure right here. This is an immediate thing that we can do for our growers, make this happen. And, you know, the more politics you talk about it, it begins to sound like more and more of the politicians are on board with this and ready for this to happen as well.
Yeah, that year-round E15 piece, you know, what have you heard in conversations with the Illinois delegation and folks in D.C. and more? You know, we talk a lot of, you know, at the D.C. level about what's going on there, but what is going on at the state-level associations to kind of make that push to get year-round E15?
Well, here in Illinois, we're very fortunate. We have the year-round waiver on E15, yep. So we offer that. You know, our push now is to not only keep these markets open for our Illinois growers, but we got 48 other states out there, or 42 other states out there that we need to get this to. So I think it's a positive thing. It's an easy fix. I think we even have oil and petroleum that maybe are on board with this concept right now. So I really believe it's a matter of time before Congress probably says, okay, this is something that has to happen.
What else are you guys talking with folks about here at the tent? You know, you mentioned the ag economy and just finding demand sources and more. And I know you have a lot of industry partners in here as well.
Yes.
That help drum up a lot of those different areas of demand and markets and et cetera, et cetera. So talk about that a little bit.
You know, I think maybe one of the things that between the two of us, corn and soybeans, that we're both probably promoting in these things are our conservation programs, whether it be our precision conservation management programs where farmers can maybe, especially in a time like this, but not only that, anytime they want, you know, save on maybe some of their inputs, save on some of their fertilizer, save on, you know, all those things that help make grow these big bushels. There are ways out there where you can maybe do less and produce just as much, if not more, in a cheaper way. So we're really pushing hard our conservation programs and anything that we can do to either create a market or save some money for our growers.
What else are you working on, Illinois Corn, you know, as you are a member of the board and more outside of the Farm Progress Show? What are some of the other things maybe you're working on here at the state level?
We're always working on our grassroots programs. You know, we're looking, I think we're a stronger, I don't want to say organization, but I do mean organization. We as an organization are stronger, but at the same time, we're much stronger if we have all of the other part of our farm families program. You know, if we can get soybeans and beef and pork and dairy and Farm Bureau, if we can get everybody on the same page and pushing for the same goals, I think we become much more influential and much stronger policy-wise than what we might be as just corn, just beans, just pork, whatever it may be. So that's a real big push for us right now.
And obviously working in conjunction with the National Corn Growers Association too here at Illinois Corn. And, you know, I talk with the folks at the NCGA level quite a bit, you know, things of that nature. And obviously just that collaboration and working together is so important.
It's very important. And we're very fortunate here in Illinois to have our national president,
yep,
Kenny Hartman, be from Illinois. And just today, the number of staff members from NCGA that come out to Illinois, coming from D.C. and other parts of the country in the Midwest, the Corn Belt, just coming out and hanging out at the tent and talking to people and kind of putting a little bit of a national spin on it is always a big plus.
Well, I know if folks want to stay up to date with everything going on at Illinois Corn, ilcorn.org is a great way to start. And go online, find contact info to talk with folks such as yourself and more. A lot of stuff is right there, isn't it?
Yes, and we've actually, Illinois Corn TV is something that we've made a real big effort, especially this week, to kind of promote, get people signed up. You know, we've driven around with our QR readers, you know, scan it, get involved. We produce a show once a week. And, you know, we try to make it the hot topic or the buzz topic of the week and just kind of get our message out there. But at the same time, maybe promote some neighbors, some other businesses that are ag related and see what we can get done there.
Shane, great to talk with you. Thanks for a few minutes of time here at the Farm Progress Show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.